Fifi Peters is leading the conversation all across South Africa right now. Stay tuned to SAFM.
Good evening. Welcome to the first SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb for the month of August. I'm your host, Fifi Peters. If you've had a blue Monday, I come with good news for your money because it's been a green Monday for the JSC. The market has kicked off the new month on a positive note, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. It's not every day that you hear of a top executive on the JSC having their pay cut when they don't deliver to shareholders. So the decision by Tonga to cut the salaries of its top three executives is quite significant. We'll look further into this and see if we can expect other companies that also don't deliver to do the same. Unfortunately, it's not all good news that I come with. More assessments have been released of how the third wave, the lockdowns and the recent riots have impacted the economy. And it's not great, with manufacturing activity shrinking by the most in over a year in the month of July. Hopefully, the recovery story will be a lot better, but we'll get the details from APSA's economist also on the show. You can let us know what you think, what your thoughts are, what you want to know more of with the hashtag SAFM Market Update. You can tweet us at MoneyWeb News. Tweet me at Fifi Peters.
SAFM Market Update with Fifi Peters.
Last month, the JSE ended 4% higher, and the market even touched a new record. Here to help us set the tone for the new month, I'm joined by Makwe Masilela, the Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers. Makwe, always a pleasure to have you, sir. Look, it's good news. So far, so good. We have kicked off on a positive footing, but just help us understand what the JSE will be paying attention to in this new month of August and where it could be headed.
Good evening to you and to the listeners, Fifi. You are right, you know, that as much as the JSE went up 4% last month, remember the rent itself weakened over just 2%. At some point, it touched a low of 1499. And you check the crude itself, it was up 1.6%, gold up 2.4%. But today, Fifi, it was more of a PMI day, you know. The global sentiments are positive. We started with the Chinese manufacturing. I mean, they slowed in July, and that's both the official and the private one, still above 50. And locally, as you said, we'll cover it. We saw also our PMI falling sharply, you know, to almost 43.5 from that 57.4. But the Eurozone factory activity, Fifi, was at an all-time high in July. UK PMI slowed, you know, but still at 60 levels. And as well, the US manufacturing slowed a little bit in July. But I think this whole thing, we're going to be focusing our attention to the U.S. job numbers coming at the end of the week. And Fifi, a strong U.S. job report is anticipated on Friday, and it will support this whole speculation that at the Jackson Hole conference, where most central bankers meet at the end of August, we expect the U.S. Federal Chair to provide more guidance about the pace and composition of tapering, if there's any, and hence that's why maybe we saw the U.S. dollar going down, the rent strengthening, and also the market got some lift, you know, from the news that the U.S. Senate, it looks poised this week to at least pass that $550 billion infrastructure bill, and that will provide the biggest infusion of federal spending on public works in details, and it will also boost the presidential party's economic agenda. But generally, I think investors are upbeat because of the economic expansion. And remember, if economies start growing, that will boost company profits and enable stock prices to go high, though at a slower pace. But some investors are a bit cautious because of this highly contagious Delta strain when it comes to coronavirus, and also the prolonged spell of inflation, and not forgetting China's efforts to rein in tech firms. So that itself could lead to some bouts of volatility.
So lots of good, lots of bad. But just in the main, going back to the manufacturing numbers that did come out, I think that there was an expectation that we would see some weakness. I mean, there was the third wave and the lockdown and then the recent riots. But how did the numbers, the worst in 14 months, filter into the local market? And how are they affecting your sentiment to some of the manufacturing listed companies on the JSE?
I think we managed to shake that off, you know, given that that number is backward looking. That was in July, and as we're saying, it was expected, and we all can comprehend why it happened, you know. I mean, Devonport itself, you know, handling almost 60%, you know, of our imports, exports, that's huge. So if it's affected, and three, if it's affected, then definitely we expect a dent. And also, other manufacturing companies, they had to close, even though they were not damaged or looted, because of safety. So I think that itself, one way or the other, it was penciled into asset prices. I think the biggest problem will be if in August we don't start to see any improvement, then I think South African ink companies will be a bit overwhelmed.
Talking about improvement, the first quarter update coming out of the Foschini Group, really showing that Jet was a good addition to that family. What do you make of Foschini's latest performance, and is this the stock that you like in the retail complex?
Not too bad, not doing too shabby. You are right, you know, because look at their turnover growth of almost 15.8. And here you are just taking 3 months because it's just quarter one, you know. And also, as you said, the strong performance when it comes to Africa, Australia, and we saw a turnover growth there as well. And the guys continued to gain some market share. I mean, especially when it comes to the men's and women's categories, you know, increasing from 10% market share to 16%, I think that's very good. But our consumer confidence continue to be an issue, especially back home in South Africa. We don't know what's going to be happening with this. Unemployment is not going to be happening with whether we're going to have other lockdowns going forward. So that itself, you know, is not looking okay. And anyway, if it's not surprising as well to see the likes of cosmetics and jewelry growth being negative. And I think they had almost 198.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Work from home means we don't need to wear makeup. So don't be surprised. Yes. Or earrings.
No, yeah. And I think 198 of their stores were looted and damaged, but the guys, they've got insurance.
Yeah. Sufficiently covered, as we have heard. But it looks like they have it harder elsewhere, Makwe. I mean, I was just looking at their performance in Australia and also in London, where their shops were out of action for quite a number of days as a result of the lockdowns there. So how do you think that they are coping outside of Africa?
But remember, with London itself, I mean, we know that this is one of the countries that generally opened up because of the rate of vaccinations, even though you still see the number of infections going up. And as you've seen, their London trade, since the reopening of most outlets, I think that was around the 12th of April, has outperformed expectations, and that's all across all of the three brands.
Okay. MTN, very surprised by how its share price has essentially shot through the roof, over 7% at one stage, even though they have guided that profits would dip slightly. So what was the detail in the statement that the market liked there?
I think for us to expect, or them to expect, their profits to decrease by anything between 5 and 15% is not much of a concern, because that was mainly because of non-operational and once-off items. I mean, you look at the foreign exchange losses and also the donations related to COVID-19, you know, whether it was that for Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and also for that coalition against COVID task force in Nigeria. But I think what made investors get excited, it was the update regarding their MTN Afghanistan. Remember that anti-terrorism complaint? MTN is pleased that on Friday, the magistrate made a recommendation to the district judge to dismiss the case. But anyway, we know the plaintiffs are still permitted to file objections on this report. And I think that helped the share price to go up over 7%, that this dark cloud that has been hanging over them, at least it just looks like there's some light.
A lot of light also in the currency complex. As you did mention, in the month of July, the rand went to 14.99. So it was just looking at that ugly ghost of 15 rand to the dollar straight in the face. We've moved quite a lot from there. I'm just looking at the session today, and it's around 1440. So that's pretty okay. What's your take on the rand and how it might move in this month of August?
And you're right, you know, I mean, strengthening by almost 1.3%, you know, that's good news, because the minute you start saying the U.S. is not going to be tapering anytime soon, then that tends to be negative for the U.S. dollar. It tends to weaken. Hence, we saw the rand starting to strengthen since we had that, Federal Reserve meeting, when the U.S. Federal Chair giving us the reassurance that they're not going to be moving interest rates anytime soon. So the rand had to benefit from that. And also because we're waiting for those job numbers on Friday, today as well, we saw the dollar itself continuing to weaken, and the rand benefited from that. And I think that as well managed to help us when it comes to our financials, because they were doing okay today, and that's mainly at the back of a stronger rand.
Makwe, I've just pressed update on my system, and it looks like we actually finished lower today.
Yeah, but now it means because the likes of, at some point, the last time we checked, I mean, our resources were not doing that strong. Our investors were flat. And remember, we are more weighted when it comes to our industrial. So if our investors are not doing that great, then unfortunately, it's going to weigh us negatively. So,
all right. Yeah, do apologize to the listeners. I had the wrong numbers, and I've since updated, and the market has actually finished 0.2% lower. It was positive for most of the day, but yeah, it just couldn't maintain that positive momentum towards the end of the session. Makwe, thank you so much. As always, we'll leave it there, sir. Makwe Masilela, the CIO of Makwe Fund Managers, just walking us through the market trading day that was. But I can tell you that the rand, it was pretty okay for the session at 14.42 against the dollar, and also staging quite a nice comeback against the other major currencies.